Reduction in the time to treat after implementation of electronic sexually transmitted infection test results, and some thoughts from health bans, actually. Welcome, Adam.
Thank you. My name is Adam Cohen. Actually, between the time that I submitted submitted the presentation and now, I got my PhD, so I get to be a doctor. Yay. As if the world needs another Dr. Cohen. So I'm here to present on the reduction in time to treat after implementation of electronic STI test results delivery through HealthVana. So we all know, we're all here, that high rates of chlamydia and gonorrhea and syphilis among men in the U.S. are increasing. But what you may not know is that I work for an organization called AIDS Healthcare Foundation, or AHF, and we provide the We are the provider of STI testing and treatment in the U.S. We are the largest provider. We are in six states in D.C., mostly in California and Florida, and we provide STI testing, notification, and treatment. Most of the time, when a client is notified of a positive test result, they're notified by telephone call. AIDS Healthcare Foundation, back in July 7th of 2014, implemented, in collaboration with a company called HealthVana, an online patient engagement platform and smartphone application that notifies clients of their positive or negative STI test results. So instead of getting that telephone call that says, hey, we're calling from the clinic, you need to come in and get treated, you would get your results instantaneously the moment the lab had those results available online. So when the lab sends that information to a clinic, it's also sending it to HealthVana. And when it's sent it to HealthVana, it immediately sends it to our client. So our client is getting their test results faster than ever before. So I was interested in determining whether the time before HealthVana was implemented, back in the day when AHF provided their notification by telephone call, was different in the time from test to treatment compared to after HealthVana was implemented, where clients received their test results through this app. So I conducted a cross-sectional analysis of 1,460 unique male clients who received STI testing services between January 1st, 2014 and December 31st, 2015, or 2 years of data. These were clients who not only tested positive for chlamydia, gonorrhea, and/or syphilis, but they were successfully notified of their positive test result and returned for treatment. And I was interested in the days between the test to that treatment. To give you just a brief overview of the clients that were in this study, 60+ percent of them were under the age of 30. Most identified as white, although we had a very high percentage of those who identified as black or African American, and we had a very high percentage of those who identified as Hispanic or Latino, about half and half, so-so, for heterosexual versus men who have sex with men. So again, my predictor variable, was pre-HealthVana, before HealthVana was implemented, versus after or post-HealthVana. And I'm interested not only in the days from test to treatment, but this was an opportunity to see the days from test to notification and from notification to treatment. So HealthVana may reduce the time from test to treat, but what's happening within? Is there maybe a difference between clients who are notified by telephone call versus clients who are notified by HealthVana in terms of going in for services? Some would argue that you need that personal touch to tell them that they're positive. So just to give you a very quick summary here, pre-HealthVana, I had 779 clients in the study with a mean number of days between test and treatment of 12 and a half. Post-HealthVana, after HealthVana was implemented, with 681 clients in this part of the study, the mean was reduced to about 10 and a half days. So there's a reduction of about 2 days. You can see it's very difficult to look based on the graphs, but you can kind of see a bump post-HealthVana between 7 days and 14 days. The huge spike is at the 7-day mark, about 1 week after a client is tested and notified, they come back for treatment. So I ran an ordinary least squares regression, and I found that, again, the time from test to treat was about 1.87 or 2 days reduced with a statistically significant p-value. The test to notification was actually reduced by 2 days. So that's really where the impact occurred with HealthVana. The number of days between test and notification was reduced by 2 days, and what you can see after that is the number of days from notification to treatment didn't change. There was no difference between the two groups, at least not statistically significant difference. I also ran a Poisson regression at the request of my doctoral committee, but also to give you a different perspective on what's going on here, which is a 15% reduction from the time from test to treatment, and a 22% reduction from test to notification. And again, notification to treatment was not statistically significant. But the test to notification, in my opinion, is the valuable mark here. So what I'm finding in these results is that there is a statistically significant relationship between the implementation of Health Vana in our wellness centers and the number of days from test to treatment, but more specifically the number of days from test to notification. Clients are getting their test results faster, and if that means we can reduce the number of days that they're walking around positive by 2, that's worth the investment. There are limitations to this study. One of which specifically is that I did not include clients who did not return for treatment. I was interested in clients from the day they got tested, notified, to treated, so I couldn't include clients who may have gone to other clinics. However, this is one of the first studies on STI notifications and smartphone applications. Many studies focus on text messaging, but we're very proud to be able to work with an organization, with a company like Health Vana, to provide not only a smartphone app that you can download onto your phones right now and go get tested and get your test results and share with your sexual partners. But it's an opportunity for people to access their test results on any computer that has internet access. So here are just 3 of the campaigns that AIDS Healthcare Foundation uses to get clients to get tested at our wellness centers. And I just wanted to end with that. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dr. Korn, and congratulations on your PhD, actually. So we will open for questions, and I'm glad that somebody fixed the microphone.
I thought they were sending me a message. Thank you very much. Lovely, lovely presentation, lovely work. I'm sure your parents would disagree with you that the world did not need another Dr. Cohen. One real quick question. Was there any difference in the turnaround time in lab testing? You may have said this and I may have missed it, but any change in the lab specimen processing and turnaround time pre- and post-intervention?
No, we were using the same system. But to be fair, we do use multiple laboratories. We use Quest. And I know that we use a lot of actually county labs, and those results go directly to Health Vana the same way that they were going to our clinics in the first place. So there was, no difference in the change of how the data, how quickly the results were provided. Although someday we hope to have, 0 hour turnaround time.
Tom Peterman was the MVP and fixed this mic. I want to make sure he gets credit for that.
Thank you, Tom.
My question is about, does the test result data reside with Health Vana? And could you talk a little bit about the privacy issues and whether or not patients are aware that their test results will be residing in a private entity's servers and cloud?
So regarding the second part of your question, I probably can't speak to that, but the CEO of Health Vana is here and filming me because he's so proud of me. So I'm sure he can answer any questions. I don't think we're violating any HIPAA, or I can't say think. I know we're not violating any HIPAA.
Hi, David Alexander, Cadham Provincial Lab, Winnipeg, Manitoba. So I have a question about your 2-day delay and how your system works to notify people. Is it a 24/7 notification system, or do you take a break on weekends?
Referring to the telephone calls.
The telephone calls.
We do not take breaks. When the clinic is open, that's when the clinic is providing those telephone calls, which is a severe strain on the time for our staff. So, unfortunately, the time for us is reduced dramatically because we're only providing those results during the time that we're open.
Okay, and I'm just wondering then, can you go back and take a look at, depending on which day your test is either taken or run, does that impact the delay between basically when the test is ready and when the notification occurs?
I thank you for the next paper idea.
Right, thanks.
Daniel from Vermont. Sorry, I missed this, if I did miss this, but you mentioned that in your analysis, the people that didn't return for treatment wasn't a part of your analysis.
Correct.
But I am curious in terms of the overall evaluation, just the percentage of untreated, whether or not there was a change, phone call versus electronic messaging, or?
In terms of whether or not, so let's pretend that they were notified but just never returned for treatment.
Right.
I did not include them in the analysis. They were not provided to me when I was collecting the data from the data that had already been already been collected by the clinics and then given to me.
Gotcha.
Yeah, Mark. Thanks. So the medical center that I'm part of about a year ago changed their the online access of patients to their charts, particularly with regard to lab values. Mm-hmm. And it turns out that now patients can log in and look at lab results before they've largely been seen by their provider. And that has kind of kicked off something which is makes the providers very uncomfortable because they begin to – and makes the patient uncomfortable. The patient's trying to get in touch. They want to understand what it means. There's interpretation. There's disruption, and the provider – manages those patient queries on a certain kind of schedule, and it isn't always possible for them to reach back to the patient on the timeline the patient wants because of this faster access to results. And some argue that it actually reduces the quality of care because they can't take the time with that person on the schedule that they already have to maintain in their clinical practice. So do you perceive that there's any sort of disconnect here for patients who get a disturbing lab result and can't necessarily get in touch to figure out what the next steps are related to treatment or other follow-up when they get notified in this way?
That is a fantastic question. I will say HealthVana does not provide HIV test results due to the nature of the difficulties associated with HIV diagnoses. When it comes to chlamydia, gonorrhea, and syphilis, that your question may explain why clients dropped out, you know, and did not get treatment from us after they were notified of their test results and went to maybe other clinics that were open because they were concerned. But we obviously, when we're open, we accept telephone calls. And as a cautionary procedure during the beginning of the HealthVana implementation, we still would call people if they did not check their test results on the app. So we were still in communication with clients. But the digital, the idea that we're going digital in every way and we don't have human contact anymore, as you all probably have Facebook. I don't. But we that wasn't to be gloating or anything. It's just that there's a point here. Are we separating ourselves from our clients, and does that provide poorer care is a fantastic question. But we did get them in 2 days faster, and that's less, you know, potential for other infected.
You notified patients of gonorrhea, chlamydia, and syphilis.
Correct.
Test results. Gonorrhea and chlamydia are quite simple, positive or negative.
Mm-hmm.
How the complexity of titer rises, you know, someone who's had syphilis before, what were patients told about those results? Were they just told they're positive, come in or call to find out the details?
To please return to the clinic for further...
For any positive syphilis.
Correct.
Okay.
We have time for a couple more questions, if anybody has one. I do have one question in the meantime while we wait. Linking this to what it was talked in the open plenary, does this software link to the other social medias? Remember the idea that was like, well, maybe if you are positive, maybe we can actually get into that and link to the other people who has been part of your relationship at a certain point.
In one of my original discussions with the CEO of HealthVana, Raman Bastani, who again is filming me because he's so proud of this, he said one of his goals is to have, let's say, a smartphone application like Grindr or Tinder, work with HealthVana to say, hey, we can insert the test results into the app so
that
your test results are readily available. So the answer is in talks, but it's difficult sometimes to work with smartphone applications that they don't want to promote the idea that they may be promoting unsafe sex practices.
Good. And the last one before we go to you. Have you ever done any cost-effectiveness analysis on these? Since you have the pre and post, you only have one more mile, and then you will have another study.
Also on the agenda of papers to publish.
There you go.
All right. Brandon, I'm from Idaho. I'm one of the epidemiologists there. And the question I have really relates to the Get It Now generation, which we are all becoming part of very rapidly, whether we want to be or not. And this is nothing new, getting results. We often get the labs electronically sent over to us before clients even know what their results are. And so this is really, you know, it begs the question, test to cure is really what we're looking at, what the deal is here, and how are we going to effectively be able to implement change where, yes, it's great that we can get that result now, but how are we going to speed up that process and actually get that to occur? And were you able to look at that at all? Because as you mentioned, it didn't really change the result as far as them coming in any faster.
Yep.
It gave them the information faster, but that still gives them 2 days to have a lot of fun in between. So what are we gauging that data? Are we able to find out? Is that something that you've been looking at?
Not yet, but that is something that's on my radar, absolutely. I had this kind of grand idea in the future as Pittsburgh's implementing the self-driving cars that will just, once they get a positive test result, say, wherever you are, we'll pick you up and bring you to the clinic.
We'll meet you there.
Exactly.
Good.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.